Before we get started, I just want to acknowledge that this rally today is happening on stolen land, on Aboriginal land that was never ceded. And we who want to fight for Palestine stand in solidarity with Indigenous people in their ongoing fight against the racist Australian state. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. So since we were here last, the truce has come to an end. And the horrors have only gotten worse. In 24 hours, Israel has slaughtered 700 Palestinians. Shame! There is not one fully functional hospital in the Gaza Strip. Not one! Dozens were told to flee to the south. On the way to the south, they were bombed. Once they got to the south, they were bombed again. And now, the IDF is saying that the south is the main target. Leaflets have been dropped on the south of Gaza telling Palestinians to flee or to die. But there is nowhere to go. No place in Gaza is safe. Tanks have been rolled into Khan Yunis, which is the second biggest city on the Gaza Strip, after Israel razed the biggest Palestinian city to the ground. It's going after another one. And people might have seen on the news a picture going around of the Gaza Strip mapped into tiny subdivisions. America, Australia, all the diplomats in the world are saying this is some kind of victory that Israel is telling Gazans in these quadrants to flee. I think we have to be very clear that this is not some kind of humanitarian relief. It is a map of how they are going to ethnically cleanse the Gaza Strip. Shame! That's what this is about. That's what this so-called war has been about this whole time. The systematic destruction of Gaza, the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. In the West Bank, too, the horror only continues. Refugee camps are raided over and over and over again. More Palestinians have been arrested than have been freed. Shame! And now, Netanyahu has made it very clear that this is far from over, that they are going to continue into next year. And for that reason, we have to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting until Palestine is free. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Here to talk about that fight is Giselle. Giselle is a Year 11 student. She's a socialist activist and one of the key organizers with School Students for Palestine. Please welcome Giselle. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
On the 23rd of November, we made history. Over 1,000 students in Melbourne walked out of school in solidarity with Palestine. Today, students all across Victoria are walking out of school or are walking out on their holidays in solidarity with Palestine. But since our last strike, we have seen what this truce has looked like. It looked like hundreds and hundreds of Palestinians being arrested. It looked like two Palestinians being shot dead in the West Bank. It looked like viral infections and diseases spreading, but there are no functioning hospitals. Shame!
Shame!
Israel made sure that if you don't die from a bomb, you either starve to death or you die from a preventable sickness. Shame.
Shame!
But Israel has no shame committing this genocide while the whole world watches. On Friday, the truce ended. The people in Gaza awoke to the sound of heavy gunfire and infiltration of Israeli military. Within 24 hours, a refugee camp in southern Gaza was destroyed. 700 Palestinians killed. No more aid coming through the Rafah crossing. And an 8-year-old boy and a 15-year-old boy shot dead. That is why we are here. We are here to protest for children that cannot. We are here defying not only our schools, but our government that is complicit in this genocide. We are here to make it loud and clear that we will not sit and watch Palestine disappear. We are here to make it clear that education is not a privilege, but a human right. A right that was ripped from the children of Palestine. Shame!
Shame!
These Palestinians in Gaza have been pushed further and further to the south for 75 years. This is their final step to abolish Palestine. It is more important now than ever that we are here, and we will not stop coming out, and we will not stop fighting until we see a free Palestine. Free, free Palestine!
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 Thank you, Giselle. That was a picture of the horror that is being unleashed in Gaza right now. And it's important that everyone here is clear that that horror is backed up by the money and the guns of the Australian government. They mouth platitudes about respecting international law, but in reality, the money keeps flowing. The guns keep flowing, and Palestinians continue to be slaughtered.